The rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a fantasy land. It was a place of real people who kept reality at bay. For 150 years, a century and a half, the natives lived under a happy delusion in a dream world all their own. They actually believed that they belonged to the United States of America. They thought their homeland was one of the United States. It was not. Yet you're going to find it difficult to believe the extent to which their assumption governed their actions. This was a fantasy land comprised of a totally deluded population. So ardent was the desire of these natives to belong to the United States that after a while they actually believed they did. The magnificent fantasy began shortly after the turn of another century, 175 years ago. Then the world was filled with talk of our brave new society in North America, and if many peoples throughout the globe secretly wished to be one of us, no people wished so hard as these. They held their own elections for presidents of the United States. They insisted that their votes be tallied and recorded. And hear this, even when the candidates of their choice lost in the real U.S. elections, they cheerfully supported whomever the real U.S. citizens put in office. Each president in their eyes became their president. They voted on constitutional amendments as each arose. They adopted and observed U.S. national holidays such as the 4th of July. And when the United States became disunited and fell into civil war, this dream world we're talking about decided that they belonged to the North, actually sent soldiers to support the Union cause. Can you believe that? Years passed, Congress legislated. The little world apart dutifully followed the laws of the United States. When it was deemed that U.S. citizens would render taxes on their income, this fantasy land offered similar donations to the United States government in currency called dollars and cents. And then came World War I, and once more the natives of this neutral territory forfeited their neutrality to fight alongside U.S. soldiers. And when that war was won and done, they returned to their homeland and celebrated as though the victory had been theirs. World War II came, and the same. And then one day, someone inside the make-believe boundaries of this little world draped in dreams learned the truth. His homeland was not and never had been one of the United States, and he told his countrymen. And in that sad hour of awakening, there followed an understandable despair. While faithfully observing and serving all of those years, a century and a half, why had they not been told? But then a curious and kind of wonderful thing happened. In true fairy tale tradition, the cry of these people who so wanted to be one of the United States was heard in the Congress of the United States, and on August 7 of 1953, after only the slightest hesitation, the one-time land of make-believe was decreed to be real and to be one of us. Starting in 1953, the state that wished to be was a state, one of the United States. Congress, in 1953, just 38 years ago, remembered these people history had somehow overlooked. And then, not until then, their homeland became a full-fledged official United States called Ohio. And now you know the rest of the story.